welcome you into the studio here at our Xfinity studio at the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro with you, along with Fletcher Cox. And we're disappointed in Fletcher Cox today because on Sunday afternoon, he had a chance to make some history. He gets the fumble. He gets into the end zone, a moment that we all dream about. But what'd you do? Nothing. Nothing. What's the matter with you, Fletch? No Lincoln Financial Leap. No dunking over the... Could you dunk over the goalposts?
Yeah, but I'm trying to keep them out of my pockets.
What was the feeling like now that you've had a few days to reflect on it?
Man, it was a dream come true. I mean, I scored at the high school level. I almost scored in the college level, but I scored on the professional level, so it felt really good.
Fletch, it was a great exclamation point for the defense. Tremendous performance against Jacksonville. Really put it together for 60 minutes. Your thoughts on the defense then, and then the defense now as you get ready for Indianapolis?
Well, we want to take it day by day now. We played that game last week. They got ahead of us, 17 points. We were down 17 at the half. The mindset was to keep them at 17 points. And I think we came out, played the defense that was called, and we finished the game with a W.
How do you feel about this right now, as we speak here on this Thursday afternoon, about, you know, the confidence you build from that game, and then you got a huge challenge on Monday?
Well, you take that confidence from last week on into this week, and today we're taking it day by day. We want to take it up until Monday, come out every day and work, and just get ready for Indy.
Your performance on Sunday, a lot of people taking notice of how you played. I know that people got on your case a little bit in the preseason. I'm sure you don't pay too much attention to that, but I know nobody likes to get criticized. Did you have it in the back of your mind at all?
Nah, I mean, I don't have it. I mean, it was the preseason. Mm-hmm. Most I played maybe 13 snaps, and I don't think you'd be a Pro Bowler with 13 snaps. And, I mean, of course I read it. Once you see it, you're going to read it because it's hard not to. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, just look at the people that's talking about you, because praise and blame is all the same. That's how I look at it.
And as long as the coaches like what you're doing. Now, let's talk about your level of comfort year two of the defense. Is it a noticeable difference? Do you feel like you're at home now in this defense?
Yeah. Second year in the defense, I mean, I'm not comfortable. I know I still can improve in a lot of things. But I know I'm where coach kind of wants me to be, being a defensive end in a 3-4 defense. A lot of more responsibilities, I would say.
Okay. And you got Andrew Luck on Monday night. He's a big man. He's a fast man. He's a smart quarterback. He gets rid of the football. Your opinions of what you see from number 12?
Well, my thing is we want to hit him early, get him shaken up early. And later on in the game, he'll be shaken up. He'll remember those hits that came from early in the game, first and second quarter. He'll remember those hits and get him to move around a little bit. And the main thing is to go in and stop the run and make him beat us throwing the ball.
Fletch, it's a Monday night game, and I guess, you know, for most players, it's still special to go out national television. How about for you?
I look at it as another game, but it is Monday night. Everybody in the country will be watching that game, and I'll be excited to go out and play. But my main thing is to stay focused, stay calm, and do what I'm coached to do.
What is the scene in Wazoo? Do you know what the people, what your friends and family are going to be doing?
Well, everybody will be watching the game, I know for sure. I know my family will be watching. You know, everybody that's home, that the whole Yazoo City will be watching the game.
Yeah, and Yazoo, nobody's, did I say Wazoo? I meant Yazoo.
It's
nobody's,
Yazoo.
It's Yazoo,
yeah.
I know that, too. but I know that when you're thinking about that it's just a football game. Is there a getting used to being a 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock or late night game, does it take the preseason, you go back to what you did in the preseason and say, all right, I'm going to follow my ritual during that preseason games when they were night and get ready to peak at that at 8:30 on Monday night?
Yeah, the hardest thing is just sitting around the hotel all day for those night games.
Yeah.
What different was the 1 o'clock games, you get up, get breakfast, and you basically come right to the stadium and get ready to play the game.
Can the coaches keep you busy during the day? Can you keep your mind going, or do you lay in your hotel room and do
well,
nothing?
Well, I lay in my room, staff my feet, yeah. And I catch the first bus to the hotel. I mean, to the stadium, and then just from there, just take it from there as getting in game mode.
All right. Well, Yazoo City, be ready for a big one on Monday night. Fletcher Cox is going to be on your TV set all game long. And if you score again, I want to see something.
I got you, Dave.
All right?
I got you.
A spike. Snow angel, don't get fined.
It'll be special. It'll be special.
Right. I'm taking that as a promise.
It's as a promise.
Right.
It'll be special.
Thanks, man. Congratulations on a great start to
Thank
the season.
You.
Many more to come. Fletcher Cox in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.